Association's 2024 convention opens its doors tomorrow in Scottsdale, Arizona. From AI to advocacy, pickleball to golf, a Baker's Give Back community service event, and a salsa margarita competition, this year's conference promises more activities, more workshops, and more networking opportunities than ever before. Before Bakery and Snacks heads over to the Arizona desert, we caught up with Eric Dell, President and CEO of ABA, to find out more. How many have you got attending?
So we're over 500. We had 520-something last time, and we're going to be just about the same, which was a record at that point. And but the really cool thing this year, and we can go into it, is we have 100 first-time attendees. Out of the 500, 100 are first-time, which to me shows that the industry is dynamic, it's changing, it's evolving, it's alive and well, right? When you're it's new people entering the channel and the industry, which is cool.
Can you tell me the theme for this year's conference?
Really, the theme, I think, we don't have a theme, that's written, but I think it really evolves around three things. We're really providing networking, thought leadership, and research for our attendees.
Right.
To further their business and grow their business. We've got five research projects we're going to be unveiling at the convention that are really just dynamic. They're timely. They're packed full of value and packed full of good information that will help folks build their business and just grow their business.
Can you share any highlights?
Well, I think a couple of highlights would be around the research that I talked about. We're going to have some consumer trends. We're going to have some research in AI that we have recently done. And these have been done over the last month or two. So they're very timely, very fresh, and really show some interesting takeaways that I don't want to give away, as you said, Gil. You have to be there to get it, right? But really interesting takeaways on AI that I've just been geeking out on. reading through the research that we've done, and I think people are going to find a lot of value in the content at the convention, as well as the networking. We added some great networking events like pickleball. I think we have almost 80 people playing pickleball, and we sold out golf. Have a large number of bakers playing golf this year. So all the networking activities combined with the thought leadership, I think it's just going to be a home run.
For those readers that don't know what pickleball is, can you explain what it is?
Well, I'm a tennis player, so I'm a bit upset that how well and how much pickleball has taken off because it's taking all the tennis courts away. but it's basically a smaller version of tennis. And it's the court's about half the size of the tennis court. And it's really, I think it's the fastest growing sport in the world, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? Wow.
So it is really growing and folks are really into it. And, we think it's going to be a great networking opportunity. We had planned on like 30 or 40 people playing, and now I think we're up to 70 or so.
That's fantastic.
So those kind of opportunities to kind of step away, step back, and just get to know your industry colleagues in different ways are valuable.
You've also got a sort of a progressive dinner one night, and then you're inducting some of your delegates to help pack some food parcels. Can you tell me about those?
Absolutely. This all in the entire agenda, in the entire foundation of the convention is based on our strategic plan. And that's around workforce. That's around growing the category and being the best association we can be, those three things. So you'll see that theme throughout every program that we have at convention. That goes to the giving back, talking about how we're going to give back and help our community for those who are unhoused in the Phoenix area and the Scottsdale area, giving those hygienic kits and filling those, giving back to the community. One thing I will say, that I've learned from this baking community is they are so giving and they just are so humble about it. But they give more than almost any industry I've ever seen back to their communities, to their, you know, their customers, their employees, and their teams. So that will be an important part of giving back while we're there in the Scottsdale area. And it's been a mission. It's part of our mission. It's part of doing good for others.
Excellent. Can you mention some of the keynote speakers or industry experts?
Sure. Eric Qualman will be our opening keynote speaker. He's going to talk about digital transformation, AI, really pushing the limits on your business and making people think outside of the box, which is what we're trying to do with this convention as well. He will have his green glasses on, which are kind of his thing. And we will have a surprise for everyone in the room around the green glasses. So you'll see when you get there, but really trying to engage the crowd, have a fun, dynamic speaker, but one that's on the cutting edge with digital transformation. The second day, we're going to have another speaker, Ben Nimton. And Ben is going to talk about team resilience and how to build a strong team and putting together your bucket list of what you want to do with your team and what you want to do in life before we reach the end of our end of our road, right?
Absolutely, yes.
So I think adding the AI digital transformation, the teamwork on Monday from Ben will be very insightful, as well as Anne-Marie, who is going to be leading workshops on consumer trends. Anne-Marie Roerink, who a lot of folks in our industry know, will be sharing some industry trends research data that we've just completed.
There's also going to be a focus on whole grains with the Grain Foundation. Can you tell me how the bakery industry is responding to consumer demand for healthier options?
Sure. I would say we've got some of that. Interesting enough, we've got some of that data in the research we'll be talking about at convention around what folks are looking for around nutrition, what their buying habits are, what their buying trends are, what part of retail, what part of food service is growing and not, you know, how it's growing and so forth. So that fits into the nutrition space that you're talking about whole grain. And it's center aisle of the store versus, you know, in-store bakery and a grocery all fits into that. And we've throughout that around what people are looking for in nutrition. I think one of the things you're going to find in the research, no big surprise here, cost and inflation is really on is front of mind for consumers right now as to how they're selecting what they're purchasing in baked goods. And really that price is impacting, much like it is probably for you and I, the price is impacting what we're buying a lot as a major factor. But the nutrition space, yeah, we've had a great partnership with GFF, Grain Foods Foundation, you mentioned, and we will continue to grow that partnership and really complement each other's work. They have a mission in the bakery space around educating and nutrition and their what they do. We have a mission for what we do, and I think we can complement each other with those missions and not duplicate efforts and really help the industry to move forward and help grow the category. Also tell the story of what we're doing.
There's also a big focus on advocacy for policies that benefit the baking industry. Can you tell me a little bit more about this?
Absolutely. One of the things when I came in as CEO a little over a year ago, we really said we're going to double down. We had a great advocacy program in place, but we're going to double down and really try to reach the next level. And we're going to put that advocacy function and highlight it through all of our events year round. So what we've done this year is we've added two breakfasts, one about state policy, one about federal policy. And we're going to be opening up those 2 days with breakfast around those topics. So really integrating throughout the entire event, our advocacy work, that is really one of the most important values for our members is advocacy, and the work we do in that space with educating our lawmakers, fighting on behalf of the industry to protect, but also promote the industry and bringing people, bringing both parties together to hopefully come up with solutions for our industry. So thank you for raising an advocacy point, because traditionally some folks might say, well, I'm going to a convention to get thought leadership and education and networking, but it's important that we educate them on what's happening in Washington and states around the country, as well as Europe. It what happens in Europe comes across the pond, right? And then it goes to California, and then it comes across the United States or other areas. But it's important that we watch the global, look at the global footprint that we have in terms of sustainability issues on the advocacy front too, because our members are doing a lot in that space, not just in North America, but globally. So we're proud of that work.
Why have you chosen Scottsdale as the center point for this year's conference?
Well, the location is going to be excellent. The Westin Kierland is great at hosting conventions. We actually have to choose these locations many years out. I think we selected this location in 2018, before I was even on board. And that allows us to help our attendees with pricing and so forth with the rooms and lock those locations in so we can know where we're going. Traditionally, I think ABA has gone East Coast, West Coast, East Coast, West Coast. Folks have different things they do with their conventions. So we try to mix it up that way. Next year, we'll be in Orlando. So back east, shorter trip for you. Mm-hmm. But Scottsdale, I was out at the location about a month and a half ago. It's going to be a fantastic location. The view out of the back over the golf course, it's just beautiful. And the desert, and this time of year will be great weather.
Fantastic. Well, I certainly look forward to it. And I Absolutely. Will see you there.
We will see you there, and looking forward to it, and looking forward to just seeing everyone and connecting and having fun while doing good.